wonderful things that you've been amassing in your vibrational escrow, you won't be rendezvousing with those ornery toads. The only reason that you ever keep anyone ornery in your experience is because you're giving quite a bit of your attention to the things about them that you do not like.
Right.
We're not looking at you because you're an ornery toad. Something more?
Not right now. Thank you very much.
Very good. So let's talk about that just for a moment. Because you are following that well. We could feel you coming along with it. But we want to emphasize it a little bit more for this reason. As you are interacting with so many others, there are a lot of dynamics that are going on. Some of them you've known for a long while. In other words, familiar or family encounters are often more dynamic because you've been practicing the vibration of those longer. But also, sometimes you'll meet someone who has a very strong vibrational pattern going on, and they will affect you in some sort of a dynamic way. We want you to make a decision that no matter who they are, no matter how important to you they have been, no matter how many times you've been taught to honor them or obey them, no matter how much you've been learning about the way your behavior should be patterned, we want, by the end of this time that we are together in these days that are before us, to help you come around to an awareness that much more important than how you get along with any of them is how you're getting along with you. And when you reach the place where it matters more to you that you feel good, so much so that you're not, sometimes those people who are having a very hard time have trained you into seeing them as they are. So then, as you see them, as you've practiced seeing them, which seems like the natural thing to do because you've been doing it for so long, you get separated from who you are and don't even know that you're doing it, unless you are aware of the way you feel. As you begin to pay attention to the way you feel, you'll begin to understand, in some cases for the first time, what kind of a vibrational relationship your thoughts about different people are causing you to have with yourself. So we would like you to ponder, and it would be worth doing over the next few days, because it will bring something alive within you. Think about the people that are most dynamic in your life. In other words, the people you work with, the people you live with, the people you were born to, those people that you find yourself either interacting with physically or that you find yourself thinking about quite a bit. And focus upon them individually. Put each name at the top of a sheet of paper and focus upon their name and sort of draw their vibrational countenance forward into your vibration. And then ask this question. What kind of relationship does my thinking about you cause me to have with my inner being? Did you hear that? What kind of a relationship do I have with my inner being when I think about you? So if it's someone who cheated you and you think about them, they seem to cause you to have a disconnected relationship with your inner being. And do you know why? Because your inner being, no matter how bad you think they were, will not dislike them, will not see them as inappropriate. So you would say to this person, you're causing me to have a separation between me and me. And then say, oh wait, I forgot. You can't create in my experience. I'm doing it. When I think about you, I'm using you as my excuse to separate me. Some of them, when you write their names, you will feel connection right away because that's who they are. They're easy to love. They're easy to appreciate. They're easy. And so you say to them, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you so much. It's so wonderful that you stand on your head in all of the ways that you do to make me feel good. But we want you again to realize that even though they're behaving in ways that are pleasing to you, you must not ask their behavior to change. In other words,